The best-selling author Anita Dymond has lived in Boston for nearly 50 years. She arrived in 1975, raising her family here and becoming a novelist here. Over the years, she's written for WBUR about the change of seasons and her dogs, along with politics, gun violence, and high school. She's back this week with a piece about her adopted hometown and what it means to love something that is also imperfect.
Living in one place for 48 years is a big change from my family history. My great-grandparents on both sides were born in Poland, but their children, my grandparents, moved to France and Germany. To survive the war, they had to outrun the Nazis. Most of my family made it, some did not. My mother and father eventually landed in Brooklyn. They moved to Newark, then Denver, then Greenville, South Carolina. After my dad died, my mom moved to be closer to me. When people asked where she was from, she would say, "It's a long story." I came to Boston after college. I checked it out one chilly, windy autumn afternoon, post-foliage. Not the city's best look, but I was enchanted by the architecture, the history, and all the bookstores. I think the Charles River is what clinched it, a ribbon of light in the middle of everything. I got a job writing grant proposals for a nonprofit on Beacon Hill and a room in a sprawling Alston apartment. Within a few months, I understood that I'd landed in a rather parochial place, Irish and Catholic, but it wasn't hard to find my people, readers, moviegoers, poets, political activists. In time, I learned the vocabulary. Tonic is soda. Wicked good is one word. The garden does not refer to the lovely downtown park of swan boats and weeping willows. Working as a journalist gave me access to so much of the city. I interviewed nuns at a cloistered convent and doctors on the front line in the early days of AIDS. I reported on local restaurants, public education, and the theater scene. Boston has changed a lot since I got here. Back then, the city council was almost all male. Kevin White was the mayor. This year, 8 of the 13 Boston city councilors are women. 6 are people of color, and the mayor is Michelle Wu. Restaurants and art museums have gone from stodgy to world class. The Rose Kennedy Greenway sits where an elevated highway used to cut the city off from its harbor, which is no longer a cesspool. Of course, Boston is far from perfect. Up to 500 million gallons of sewage and stormwater still find their way into the harbor every year. Boston is still considered one of the least welcoming cities by Black Americans, and our communities remain racially balkanized. I know, Boston winters are miserable, the traffic is awful, public transportation is always in the news, and the best pizza in town still has a long way to go. But this is where I got divorced and then remarried, where I became a parent, a professional writer, a win or lose Red Sox fan, and where I buried the ashes of 3 beloved dogs. Boston is not just the place I live, it's where I've come to belong.
Anita Dymond is an author and longtime contributor to Cognoscenti, WBUR's Ideas and Opinions page, which is celebrating its 10th anniversary this fall.